You just heard Emery Grogan on Day Off, and that was off her album, CD, String of Lights. This is WMFO in Medford on the Town with Mikey D. This is Mike Stewart, and we are happy to have in the room here, Alex.
How you doing?
Dogtooth, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you in.
Yeah. Supposed to be the rest of the band here as well, but they all couldn't make it for one reason or another.
Yeah.
So I've come as a diplomat peace offering.
You're a band in one.
Well, if you feel the need to sacrifice me on site, I would be completely fine with that.
There you go.
Whatever you need. Whatever is good.
So you have some stuff coming up?
We do. We have a show on April 3rd, this Monday, at O'Brien's in Alston, and we're going to be playing with Mr. Fahrenheit, Lucky United, and City Mouse, which I'm very excited about.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, City Mouse, I'm a big fan of them. Mr. Fahrenheit is pretty rad. Lucky United, I don't know who they are yet, but I'm sure they're going to be pretty dope as well.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, it should be a good time.
And people can find your music where?
We don't have anything recorded as of yet. So we're still...
Where can they see where you're playing? Do you have a Facebook site?
We have a Facebook, yeah. It's under the name Dogtooth Massachusetts.
Oh, Dogtooth Massachusetts.
So just Dogtooth MA, but we'll pop up. There's a little statue of a wooden dog from Antique Roadshow.
Apparently. Oh.
It was part of a, it was evidence. It was crime evidence, so it wasn't for sale. That's sort of what we're going for at this point.
Okay. So I heard you'd like to do a song for us. What would that song be?
This song is called Driving Sideways.
Okay.
And this is much better with more people, but we will do what we can with what we have.
There you go.
Isn't that something?
I think you'll do a great job of it.
So this is Driving Sideways.
Okay.
that's that. Thank you.
Yeah. That was called Driving Sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a little info on that.
A little background.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I was working in Las Vegas / Cleveland, Ohio for the better part of a year. I was in Las Vegas for about 6 months and Cleveland, Ohio for about 3 or 4 months. And it was a lot of time spent in the car, a lot of time driving around. And it was funny because if it rains in Las Vegas, they don't have any sort of irrigation. And it barely rains, but when it does rain, people won't drive because all of the oil that seeps into the road actually just comes right up because there's no way for them to properly drain it.
Yeah.
So it could be a drizzle and there will be 75 car accidents before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there were a couple of times where I would see somebody just going 30 miles an hour and then their car would just sort of spin. So it was that coupled with the idea of how you can get stuck in particular relationships that are not necessarily healthy and sort of develop a codependency in situations of abuse, and it could feel as though you're not actually in control of your own life. But that's a longer conversation, and I've already had my therapy this week, so I feel like I don't want to cheat on my therapist.
Yeah.
Very, very selfish.
I have lower rates.
Okay. We should talk later. We'll talk later.
So you want to give me a little info and back on the band?
Right. So we have just four of us all together. Generally, we're well-behaved subhuman mutants.
But mostly, you all have names, right?
We all have names.
That's good.
And I won't tell you what they are. No, it's there's Chris, who's playing drums. He's from New Hampshire. There's also Jess, who's playing guitar and singing as well. Also from New Hampshire. There's Adam, who is playing bass. I'm trying to get him to sing, but he's very shy.
I thought you were going to say, try to get him to live in New Hampshire.
Well, no, I thought he was from New Hampshire for the longest time, but he was actually from D.C., which is very different from New Hampshire. But that's about the extent of what I know of him. He's very mysterious. He just kind of showed up into our friends group one day. So he might be a cop, but I'm not sure. And then my name is Nick. I'm from Connecticut, and we just met through friends of friends. And I was trying to find a drummer for the longest time, couldn't find one. And Chris, I'd known for a little over a year now, I had no idea he played drums. So it just sort of came out organically. And then Jess is one of my friend's roommates, so that's how I met her, and just playing music and talking music. And Adam came with Chris. So it was one of those, within a week, we had something put together.
It was like a package deal. It all just
more
fell
or less,
apart. Yeah.
Mostly from New Hampshire.
You never know what's happening over the state line there.
I mean,
you know, you can be married up there when you're 13, you know.
Oh, good. That's fantastic.
I don't know about marrying relatives, but they didn't want to knock that law down. They didn't want to put it up to 18, so.
That's great. No, good for them. Stay in New Hampshire.
Do you have another song for us?
I could do one more, sure.
What's this going to be called?
This song is called An Awful Lot. And that's what it's about. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Awful Lot by Dogtooth and Alex. Do you want to give us the little back on that song?
That was, I wrote that song when I was about 19 years old, and I'm 31 now, and I still really like to play it because it's sort of it's a reminder of my hometown, yeah. where I came from, where it's a very, there's a lot of promise and potential in the area.
Yeah.
But it's a very defeated mentality in the people that live there, because it's, everyone blames their problems on a flood that happened in 1955.
Yeah.
So nobody looks at the rampant alcoholism or substance abuse that's very popular with a lot of people that live there. But they're like, well, you know, things used to be a lot better. Then that flood happens. Like, you were born in 86, man. that didn't affect you at all. Yeah, but that flood.
Yeah.
Woo.
Did knock out the bars, though.
No, didn't knock out the bars, and the pharmacy is still open. So it was very, it was a very sort of bummer city to grow up in.
Mm.
And I had a lot of good friends there, and we all sort of felt the same way. And some of us were shattered to the four winds, like in different places. I still have a lot of good friends there.
Yeah.
And they're not all, you know, down in it, but some of them are. And so I try and keep up with them as much as possible and make sure they're okay, and we're all just trying to work through it. But that was kind of what was going through my head at the time, was trying to find a solution where I had no idea what to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were searching and the song came out, so that was a positive thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
As long as somebody likes it, I mean, I like it, that's enough for me, I think.
Okay, can you give us what's going to be happening with the band in the future?
Well, we shall see. The band was supposed to show up tonight.
Yes.
So if they don't show up to the show on Monday, consider this an advertisement for possibly new band. Let me know. But no, it's going to be fine. We don't really have any plans at this point. We're just trying to keep it all together and try and put something that we can actually enjoy and just have fun with it.
That's great.
Get a little drunk, get a little weird, make a mess.
And people can't see you're playing a very beautiful, it looks like a 3/4 scale guitar there.
Oh, my tiny guitar. Yeah, it's my mini guitar. Actually, I bought this when I was in Las Vegas, because when I wasn't working, I was only living in hotel rooms, and I didn't want to do anything in Las Vegas because just no. I'm not a gambler, and I don't eat that much, and there's nothing else to do except eat and gamble. But yeah, it was just a way for me to keep from going crazy when I was living out there.
That was a good choice.
Yeah, I like it.
We don't have visuals here, so describing it looks like a walnut-colored little 3/4 guitar, possibly a Martin.
Yeah, it's a little Martin.
Yeah. What they call baby Martins, I think.
Yeah, the LXK2.
Yeah.
So I should be getting a check from Martin in the mail for that.
I hope so. I hope so.
I could use it.
Well, it's been great having you on. We hope to have you back soon.
That's a pleasure.
And this is Nick, correct?
Yes.
From Dogtooth. And that was live. And we just heard two songs from them. We heard Driving Sideways an awful lot. And we hope to hear more from them soon. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, we're going to get back to the music here and play some stuff for you to hear. Thank you.
That's what it's Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Yeah. Please don't leave your animals out in the cold. Yeah.
When's summer coming?
Yeah. This is going to be our concert report with Bob.
Alrighty. Hello, everyone. I'm going to start off, I'm going to read off a little bit with what's going on tonight, even though the night's half away. Okay, so Wednesday, 3/29, that's today, Andrea Gillis is at Toad, and I believe that's a residency thing she's doing there for this month?
I believe so, yeah.
Let's see, the Dennis Brennan Band is at the Lizard.
That's always a residency.
Yep. And, okay, the Horse-Eyed Men and Cowboy and the Lady are at Atwoods. At the Out of the Blue 2 Gallery in Central Square is Funeral Attire, Embracer, and Pinnacle at Out. Oh, I'm sorry, just Embracer and Pinnacle. Jeez, I get this typed out and I can't even read it right. again, Wednesday, Animal Hospital, Living Body, Nighttime Sunshine, and Gun Mother at O'Brien's in Alston. And Joshua Reebstein Quintet at the Aeronaut Brewery. Also on Wednesday tonight, the Whack and Metal Battle. This is kind of a semi-final before the big event in April. This is At Once. The four bands that are battling it out are Upheaval, Leather Lung, Burnham Wood, and Concilium. Tomorrow, March 30th, at Once Ballroom, we have Black Helicopter, Trinary System, and the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. At Atwoods, we have the Silks. Phil Aiken and Field Day will be at the Plow. And a little bit out in Western Mass, but this is a band I really like a lot. They played here at on the town here about a year ago. This is Brian Chafee and the Players. And it looks like the name of the club is just called The Ga. And it's in Gardner, Massachusetts. Okay, on Friday, we have Gene Dante, Jenny D and the Delinquents, and Abby Barrett at the Lizard. At Sonya, this is their opening night, their premiere opening.
Yeah, formerly TT the Bears. They have a limited freshman license, but they're starting, and brand new insides, and really look nice looking place, and we're really psyched to have another place to play music in the Cambridge Boston area.
Yeah, it looks like they got a really good sound system for the band there too, for the bands there too. So they're opening up with Doom Lover, Ova, Creaturos, and Bad Boys Club. Let's see, at the Lily Pad, the Cult of Point Break Society presents Steely Dan with Yankee Power. And they're saying here, I'm losing my track here. Okay, at the Regent Theater, we have the Ultrasonic Rock Orchestra performing Jesus Christ Superstar. And at one of my favorite places, at the End of the World, the Tavern in Charlestown, will be Randy Black and the Heathcroppers. And also on Friday at the at downstairs at the Cantab Club Bohemia will be Midwestern Exposure, St. James and the Apostles, The End, and The Spots. Okay, moving on to Saturday, we have Sarah Borges at Atwood's. That could be real good. Oh, that certainly would be real good.
Always enjoy her.
Yep. At the Middle East downstairs, Led Zeppelin will be playing. At Thunder Row, there'll be Bad Marriage, great band.
I'm wearing their T-shirt right now.
Yep. They did a bit of a CD thing on Mike at the Mic a couple of weeks ago. Really good sound to be in.
Check them out.
Yep. Let's see, The Lights Out and the Salem Wolves. Salem Wolves played here on the town.
Excellent set.
Yep. Okay, moving on here, still Friday night. Jesus Christ Superstar thing's at the Regent Theater. I guess they're doing two nights. Annie Brost at Whiskey Barrel up in Haverhill. And at the Cantab Down Club Bohemia, we have Healy, The Royal Me, and Hallelujah Boy. Okay, Saturday, April 2nd, we have Corin Ashley and Cliff Hillis at Atwood's. And we have at Once Ballroom the start of the Rock and Roll Rumble. This is preliminary night one with Bonds, Tom Baker and the Snakes, Cruel Miracle, Heel, and Arrow. I'm not sure if that's Cruel Mike Miracle and Heel and just Arrow or it's Heel and Arrow. But anyway, sorry about that. To the bands. Okay, here we are. Great Scott, we have Six Organs of Admittance, Mini Beast, and Alosi Den. At Passim, we have Tiff Merritt. Yep, we're throwing a little bit of folk in there. Local's local. Talent's talent. And then at the Royale, we have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizards. And at the Plowin' Star, a really good artist here, Sarah Levesque.
Which we played earlier.
Yep. And she's been at Tavern at the End of the World. She did an awesome set the other time I saw her. Okay. April 3rd, Sunday, we have the Rock and Roll Rumble, Once Ballroom. The bands that night, You People, Pulitzer Prize Fighter, Flight of Fire, and Jesus. And we had Flight of Fire on here about a year ago around this time, wasn't it? I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. And then at Zuzu, part of the Middle East, Psychic Dogs playing. And then on 4-4, which is Monday, we have preliminary night three of the Rumble at Once Ballroom. We have Matt York and the Miss Flights, the Rupert Selection, Rolling Nectar, and the Heave Ho. And at O'Brien's in Alston, we have 30 Silver, Dead Harrison, who we had on earlier this evening. That was Andre with Elena, and Jack Romanoff. And then on the 5th, we have the Boston Stands Benefit for the ACLU at Once, where a bunch of musicians will come on to do some fundraising and do some, play some music. Some of the people there that were mentioned are Chris Smithers, Laurie McKenna, Peter Mulvey, Vance Gilbert, Jesse D, Sarah Borges, and Alistair Mook. There are many more. I just mentioned a few of them. So, Mike, when Nick was playing, he mentioned he was going to be somewhere, and I thought I had that on my list. Do you remember where he said that was?
I'm sorry, I didn't write that down.
Yeah, I thought it was the 4th, but I can't remember where he said. Oh yeah, I think it was O'Brien's though, wasn't it?
That was Harrison.
That's the Dead Harrison. Yes, no, yes. Maybe it was the 5th. Well, anyway, that'd be worth checking him out. He was really awesome tonight. And that does it for the concert report.
Okay,
for this
week. Thank you for sitting in there, Bob, and doing the concert report.
You're welcome.
And we, like I said, we had Dead Harrison, and we had Dogtooth in doing acoustic with Alex earlier. And we're going to continue on with the music. Remember, this is WMFO Medford, and this is On the Town with Mikey D, the best in local music, every Wednesday night from 9 to midnight. And we hope to have a lot of new bands in this coming coming months and a lot of live acts. We are going to continue on here with the music. Thank you.
gonna drive the reservoir for me, so my neighborhood can get some sleep. I promise not to haunt you too much. I promise not to make you scream. I promise not to say my goodbyes. I'll just pretend it's never been.
Thank you. are beggars, and I use them as an excuse to live as a pauper and sing you the blues. Bring me poverty and prostration for a song and a sin. I will pray for those poor by giving full and living thin. Becomes a room in the day.
That was George Woods from the CD I Am, and that was a song called I Believe. WMFO in Medford, this is On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Mike Stewart with Bob, and we are going to be continuing on the music in a minute.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
The passing of the day, the setting of the sun, the tears along the way, two broken into one, the rising of the moon, the ebbing of the tide, the grief that fills a room, when love gets cast aside. Simple things. These are simple things. Simple, simple, simple things. Oh, these are simple things. Simple, simple, a simple thing. Oh, these are grackles at the bird bath, flushing out their quivering wings. When night has come again, it's difficult to see. Come again, it's come again. birds on the move, the budding signs of spring. The hips move to the groove, promising better things. Yeah, these are simple things, simple, simple, a simple thing. These are simple things, simple, simple, a simple thing. Simple things, simple, simple, a simple thing. Oh, these are wolves up on the hillside sending up a howl.